God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, that this year, 2024, is a wonderful new year for all of our listeners, all the fatherless boys across the globe, all the fatherless boys in the USA. I pray that you are mentored by wonderful Christian men and you come into the light of Christ by receiving Him through the knowledge of His gospel, by giving your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Bobby Solomon. I'm so glad to be with you again this year, 2024. Brand new year. I say again, but I mean again in this year, the new year, 2024. Oh, I think we've been doing the radio now for maybe a total of 15 years in this ministry. And there's been many new radio stations to us, new radio friends, I should say, that we are working with across the land and even in Africa and maybe one coming up in India. We'll see how that goes, how God does that. I want to say to everybody, I want to say with my whole heart that your participation in the radio has been very, very important. Fatherless boys, many of you have contacted us through your moms and grandmothers, the single mom widows that are raising you, to let us know that you're listening. Some of you have actually contacted us direct without your parents' knowledge, and I really ask that you don't just take the phone without your grandmother knowing about it or your great-grandma or your mom, but with their permission. But yes, if you have their permission, please do contact us. We want to reward you. God wants to reward you. We want to give you another question today that you can answer. You can call in or text that you can answer. But before we get to that, let me give you the 800 number. And before we get to that, let me give you the website, mentorme.org. You can contact us through our website, mentorme.org, mentorme.org. And for the phone number, I want to ask our friend Oscar, our puppet friend Oscar, who is in the studio with us right now. And Oscar, would you give the 800 number? And by the way, Oscar, Happy New Year to you, 2024.
Bobby, Happy New Year to you and to all the fatherless boys and our friends listening today. I love you all in the name of Jesus. Have salvation with Jesus. Amen.
Okay, Oscar, that is so wonderful. Yes, have salvation. Oscar, what is salvation?
It means you believe in Jesus, you repented your sins, and He saves you from your sins, and you can live with God forever. Amen.
Wow. Oscar, what's a good Bible verse that we can learn from to understand what it means to believe in Jesus?
Bobby, look at Romans 10:9. Look at Romans 10:9.
10:9 from Romans. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Bobby, go ahead and read it to us if you will.
Oh, yes, I will. It says Romans chapter 10 verse 9, if you declare with your mouth, that means you speak out with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Whew, that's awesome.
Yes, Bobby, Jesus is Lord. Yes, you got to believe He's your master. He's your king. You're going to make Him number one in your life this year. Amen.
You want to give the 800 number, Oscar?
Yes, Bobby, 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, everybody. Have a great salvation year 2024. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amina. Amen. So, let's do the question for the fatherless boys. And let's focus on this question, okay? We just read Romans 10:9, and Oscar was very helpful to us in that.
Thank you, Bobby. I was blessed.
We're blessed to have you, Oscar. I'm going to read Romans 10:9 again to you. Romans 10:9. Fatherless boys, listen now, and if you have your Bibles, read also. 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what it says here in Romans 10:9. Here's the question. What does that mean to you? What does Romans 10:9 mean to you? Single mothers and grandmothers, great-grandmas raising fatherless boys, aunties and others raising fatherless boys, you can share this with your fatherless boys and grandsons, great-grandsons or nephews. You can share this question with them if they didn't get to hear this radio program today. And fatherless boys, if you're listening, answer the question, what does Romans 10:9 mean to you? And if you do that, text us or call 800-787-5044 and give us an answer. We will send you a $25 Walmart gift card in the new year for free. That's your reward. God wants to reward you for stepping up to learn how to be men of God in Christ. Speaking of stepping up, I'm speaking to the men of God in Christ right now. That is the potential mentors to fatherless boys or those mentoring fatherless boys. You can help by participating on the radio to give us your testimony. And your testimony is very important. I have spoken to many Christian brothers in 2023 that want to give their testimony, or they maybe will contact us and give part of a testimony, but they don't necessarily give the whole thing or complete it. They're not sure if it's what they want to say. And then some of you, we don't hear back from. And I ask you, please, if you want to do this, if God has put it on your heart, just give what you can share peacefully in your heart. Share peacefully in your heart. And there's a few of you, my brothers, that we have spoken to recently at the end of 2023, and I'm looking forward to you contacting us again to give your testimony or complete your testimony. This helps others. It encourages other Christian men that grew up without their fathers. It encourages fatherless boys. If you speak to the fatherless boys directly in your testimony, in your message, like you say to the fatherless boys, I grew up without my dad, or I had this issue without my dad, or my dad left at such and such a time, or my dad was incarcerated in my life, or something like that, or whatever the case is. It could be that you were not fatherless growing up, and you might say, I believe that it's important that you know Jesus and that you know God as a good and loving father. Things like that will help these fatherless boys because they are listening. They are listening to the radio shows, and if you are men of God in Christ, you can share. And please, don't be afraid to complete your testimony if you've started, if you've called in, and then you weren't sure what you wanted to say, or maybe you wanted to say something different. Please pray and ask God to give you peace, and please complete the rest of the message that you believe you are called to give. So we can put it on the radio, okay? Our number, if you have any question or you want to text, call, is 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, again, 800-787-5044. And if you would like to email us, you can email at mail, M-A-I-L, at mentorme.org, or you can just click on the contact button on the website, mentorme.org, mentorme.org. Click on the contact button, and you can contact us right there and let us know that you want to give a message, or you can give the message right there. It doesn't have to be audio. You can actually write it in and say, Bobby, I give you permission to put this message, this testimony of mine, on the air, and I will do it. So now, I want to go back to Oscar for a minute, and I want to introduce another puppet friend. And Oscar, will you introduce him? Do you know who I'm speaking of, Oscar?
Yep.
Well, can you introduce him?
Yep. His name is Luigi. Hi, Luigi. Yes, this is Luigi. So glad to be here with you and the fatherless boys. I make a good bread for you today. I want to make a good bread, the bread of a life. Oh, the bread of a life is a Jesus. The Jesus gives the bread of life to you. Please take him in and eat to him. Oh, how do you eat? Jesus, you do it spiritually. It's a spiritual thing. Yes, you believe in him, and you don't consume him into you. You ingest Jesus into you, the bread of a life. Thank you, Luigi. We have not talked about that very much. I know it, but I am an expert in the cooking. And when someone says to me, my Jesus, my Savior says that you must take in the bread of life, then I believe in him, don't you?
Well, Luigi, of course I believe it. It says so in John, Gospel of John, chapter 6, 35. It talks about this. Luigi, would you like to read that verse?
Bobby, yes, of course I want to read it. It says, and then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Wow. Well, will you be making some bread for us at a later date?
Oh, yes, Bobby, of course I will, of course.
Thank you, Luigi. Thank you, and thank you, friends and fatherless boys. Remember, the bread of life is Jesus now.
Yes, I'm in.
So, that is Luigi. He cracks me up. So, anyways, we want to share this year many things to help fatherless boys. Many things. In the USA and across the globe, I believe God will be adding more radio friends to our roster that we can work with and that we can share the love of Christ with, so that these radio shows will be broadcasted in more places. And I believe and I hope and I pray that our brothers in Christ in the churches will form groups to mentor fatherless boys in a safe manner. And boy, you know, it's not too early to talk about Fatherless Day, but we're going to save that for later, because God's going to do something with this ministry for Easter, Resurrection Day, Resurrection Day 2024. Here's our phone number to call. If you have prayer, call for prayer for fatherless boys or anybody, but I especially want to hear for prayer to help fatherless boys. Single moms, widows, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, aunties raising fatherless boys, big sisters raising fatherless boys, call us on the phone, okay? Or text us with your prayer request for your fatherless boys. 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. And now Stella, our puppet friend Penguin, single mom widow, has something to say to the mothers. And I believe it's based on Psalm 68:5. Isn't it, Stella?
Oh, Bobby, yes, it is. Psalm 68:5, a father of the fatherless and a defender and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. Ladies, remember that in 2024. God's a father to your fatherless children, and he wants to protect you and defend you. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you, Stella. May God bless all of you in 2024. Amen. Fatherless boys, we're going to try a little special promotion this year in 2024. We want to put on your messages on our Facebook page. That's right. On our Facebook page, your testimony or your messages or your answers to your questions about Jesus, if you'll give us permission. And then other people can see it, other fatherless boys, and they can be encouraged by it, and they might find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior too. They might put their faith in him and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I believe in you that you are the Savior of the world. Give us a call if you'd like to have your testimony or message or answer to our radio questions on our Facebook page. And of course, like with everything that you may do, fatherless boys, that's with your mother's permission. 800-787-5044. Oscar?
800-787-5044. MentorMe.org. God bless you, everyone.
Yes, God bless you, everyone. And if you'd like to see our Facebook page, then go to our website, mentorme.org. Again, just like Oscar said. Oscar, one more time.
Okay, Bobby. Mentorme.org. MENTORME.org. And God bless you all.
Thank you, Oscar. MENTORME.org. You can look at our videos and lots of audios of our radio shows there and other things that God has done to the glory of God on our Facebook page. Yep. Just go to our website. While you're at our website, check out what the puppets look like. You can even see Oscar there. You can see Stella. You can see other puppets, Johnny Blueheart, and so on. Let us know if you want to be on our radio and our Facebook page. Again, 800-787-5044, mentorme.org, mentorme.org.